and pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Now, if you've been following along, you know that we've been looking at dispensations. And in the first dispensation that we looked at, and that is innocence, man failed God. And the second dispensation was that of conscience, man failed God. And in the third dispensation of human government, man once again failed God. And in the fourth dispensation, that is of promise, man failed God. Well, we've been looking at this, and we see that, that God gave the law. In other words, Moses went up on Mount Sinai, and for 40 days and 40 nights he was there, and God was giving him the Ten Commandments. But you know, when he came down off of that mountain, the Ten Commandments, he threw those stone tablets down. They got broken because the people were sinning greatly against God. There was blasphemy, idol worship, and everything going on. So Moses had to go back up again, and God gave him the Ten Commandments. And he came down, and he talked to the people. And we see the result all through the lives of these people of Israel, how that they disobeyed God. And this is something that you and I need to look at carefully. We may not be a Jew. I'm not a Jew. But we need to look at it as Gentiles, if you're a Gentile, or if you're anybody. If you are a Jew, you need to look at this understand that God has given the Ten Commandments, His law, for a specific purpose. Now, last time we looked at, started looking at the Ten Commandments, and I got through number five, and I said we need to take a test to see if we've kept the Ten Commandments, or if we've broken any of them. Now, I'm going to read quickly over the first five, and then we're going to look at the number six through ten. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, the first commandment says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now, if you've not done that, if you've never put anything in front of God, then you can put true that you've kept that commandment. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 4, it says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth." Now, if you've never worshipped an image, and this would include any money, a cross, pictures of angels, anything that you have placed before God. In other words, if you could say, "I've never worshipped a golden calf, a crucifix, a statue representing Mary who is not the mother of God, a church building, or any other thing man creates," if you've never done that, then you can put true you've never broken that commandment. And the third commandment, Exodus 20 and verse 7, says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." If you've never taken God's name in vain, then you can put true down there that you've kept that commandment. And the fourth commandment is this, Exodus 20 and verse 8. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." I remind you that the Hebrew word Sabbath does not mean Saturday or seventh day, but rather it means rest or intermission, taking rest. If you could say, "I've always set aside a day in the week when I take time for God," in other words, for prayer, for Bible study, that you've rested in the arms of God, then you can put down true that you've kept that commandment. You've always done that. You've always kept God first. The fifth commandment, Exodus 20 and verse 12. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now, last time I mentioned this, if you could say this, that you have always honored your parents and have given them the highest respect, if you could say that you've never disobeyed your parents when you were younger, even I have never or deserved a spanking, if you could say that, then you could say that you've kept that commandment. Well, now as we go on and we look at the sixth commandment, and this is where we left off last time, Exodus 20 and verse 13, thou shalt not kill. This means murder. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 18, the first part of that verse, he saith unto him, which? And Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Now, you might be thinking, well, I've never murdered anyone. And I would say, really? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 15 says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Mark chapter 7, verse 21, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. And then in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Now, if you can say that you've never committed murder, and you've just heard what the Bible says that includes in murder about hating your brother or having something against someone, if you've never done that, then you can put true down there that you've kept that commandment. And then the seventh commandment. Exodus 20 and verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, you might be thinking, well, this is a very easy one for me. I've never committed adultery. Well, let me remind you that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, you have heard, and he says this, you've heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 10 says, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Well, if you've looked upon a woman as a man and you looked upon a woman with lust in your heart, then the Bible says you've already committed adultery in your heart. And I would say this goes for the ladies as well. For a woman who looks at a man with lust, that person has already committed adultery with that other person. But there's also something called spiritual adultery. This is getting away from the precepts of God. This is turning away from what he has told us in his word. This is getting away from actually listening to what God has to say in the book, and that is the Bible, that is his word. And you've turned away from that, and you've got off track, and you've gone another way. You may belong to even a cult. I don't know, the Jehovah's Witness or whatever it may be. You're committing spiritual adultery if you have ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you turn from him. That is spiritual adultery. Well, if you've never done that, if you've never committed adultery, as we've looked at now, the definition of adultery, then you can put true down there that you've always kept that commandment. Always. And then the eighth commandment. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 15. Thou shalt not steal. Well, that's pretty easy, and I mean, that's not a very long commandment. Thou shalt not steal. Well, this means that if you can say this, I have never stolen anything from anyone. I have never taken anything that did not belong to me. I have always respected the property and possession of others. I have never cheated on my taxes. Well, sometimes that hits home, doesn't it? Well, if you've never done any of those things, if you've never taken anything, you've never cheated on your taxes, you've never taken anything that didn't belong to you, if you've never done that, then you can put true down there that you've kept that commandment. Thou shalt not steal. Well, the ninth commandment. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. If you can say this, I have never given a false witness against anyone. I have never said anything about another person which I knew was not true. I have never lied. I have always been honest about everything. I only speak what is true. Now, if you can say that, then you can put down true on the ninth commandment that you've kept it. Now, the tenth commandment. Notice what it says. Exodus 20 and verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Well, now, if you can say this, I have never coveted or desired something that someone else had. I have never had a strong desire for my neighbor's or anyone else's house, swimming pool, boat, automobile, or wife. I have always been totally content and satisfied with what God has given to me. And I might also say that, once again, this would be for the wife as well, or the females as well, the women as well. They've never coveted another person, another man, other than their husband. Well, if you could say that you've never coveted, you've never done that, then you can put down true that you've kept that commandment. Well, I wonder how you did. Did you break any of God's commandments? Did you do anything wrong during your life that shows up when you read the Ten Commandments? Well, there is a penalty if you've broken any of those commandments. Now, by the way, if you've broken one, the Bible says you're guilty of them all. You're guilty of breaking them all. Well, there's a penalty for breaking God's law. What does God's law, we could say when God's laws are broken, there is a penalty that must be paid. In Exodus chapter 21, and this is the chapter which immediately follows the chapter containing the Ten Commandments, and this would be verses 12, 15, and 16, and 17, they state the penalty, the punishment, to be imposed on lawbreakers. What is the penalty? The penalty is death. And we see in the Bible and throughout history that Israel's disobedience to God's law has been followed by God's judgment, curses, as he said in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 15, where it says, "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Well, this is exactly what happened to the nation Israel. The many curses that we read about in Deuteronomy 28, 16 through 26 have actually happened to this nation. Now, he's also stating here that talks about the curses, the judgments that came upon Egypt for not letting the people go. These curses could come upon Israel, and some of them did. They came upon Israel because Israel disobeyed God. Israel broke God's law. And we're going to look at that as we start into the penalty phase for Israel. Israel's penalty. There's three of the great judgments or curses upon the nation of Israel. And let me say this, that as we think about these penalties, I believe that there's actually three that are really something that we need to concern ourselves with as we look, as Israel was taken captive and they paid the price for not listening to the voice of God. And one of these days, folks who do not listen to God, they will pay the penalty as well. The Bible says that for those who do not trust Jesus Christ, there's a devil's hell waiting. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't created for man. It wasn't created for women. It was created for the devil and his angels. And it would be so sad if you have never trusted Jesus Christ. It's so sad that you will spend eternity in hell. And I started to say one day, but it's going to be for eternity. You will go there one day. And you will be there for eternity if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Won't you call upon him today? Admit you're a sinner for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Call upon him today. Trust him as Savior. Lord, lift me up, and
you have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.